Happy Friday to you. I hope you've had a really lovely week, and I also hope you have a nice weekend ahead and do some great things for yourself. So we've also reached not only Friday, but the end of this month's topic, and it has been a very gentle and nurturing month. And I hope that you've taken something from the lessons that we have spoken about, the class, the journal, the meditations, about the power that we have to create space within our bodies, within our minds, and connect to our souls so that we can go about having a really fulfilled, happy, content, and more balanced life. And more importantly than that, that you can start to really go for your desires and your dreams in life as well. And it may seem that, oh, well, there are just a few little things I can do. I do firmly believe that if you are working on connecting in with your body, mind, and soul every week, even if it's only once a week, it will pay dividends for you in the future. Everything we're doing in its time for me is like building blocks. It's every little piece that comes together. And I always want these things to feel like they're easy to achieve. And I know that that won't be achieved in necessarily a week or a month. It can take, you know, a year to do that. But that all the little things that we're doing here, like just nuggets of information and little pieces that you can do that will have a really long lasting benefit for you. And obviously with everything, you take from it what feels good to you, and you can use it in the way that you feel is right. So today, as we finish up, it's about moving into alignment in your life by connecting with your soul. So we spent a good bit of this month talking about our soul connection and our body connection, actually, and as well as the mind. But it's kind of like our mind works in nearly two ways. So we've got the practical aspect of our mind that holds the conscious, the subconscious, holds our memories, holds our thought processes. And then we've got the part of the mind that is like can be activated in your ability to tap in to other energies. There is that kind of space in the head, actually, in the brain, I should say, that allows you to tap in to your intuition, to higher energies that are around you. But it is very hard to do that when the mind and body aren't calm. How can you expect to really listen to your soul when there's so much going on? Imagine if you were standing in a really busy road, there's loads of traffic going by, and you're trying to cross the road to your soul who's standing on the other side. You know, the lights are green for all the cars, they're racing by really fast, there's loads of noise. It would be very hard for you to communicate. You would need that road to be calm, no traffic, maybe a nice, you know, bit of grass or a lake beside it. So that is a really important thing to us, for us to remember, that in the midst of our busyness, we have to carve out space. We have to create a calming space. Like, for example, you might be in work and have a really busy day, or you might be working from home. What is it that you can do to just create a little bit of space there and then? This week, I actually created a little reel on Instagram around self-care on the go. So self-care practices you can do from wherever you are. So you might want to have a look at that for some ideas on that. But when you create this space, then the soul can actually be heard. And it's like up there, so excited that you're listening to it and they are listening to you. And that's where you can start to tap into that higher part of yourself. What that higher part of is individual to us all. When I tap into that higher part of myself, I float off into some other reality, to be perfectly honest, and nearly into a different realm, I would say. But it's not the same for us all. It could be a feeling, it could be a knowing, it could be, you know, just a sense of something. But what you're really doing is allowing yourself to connect to your higher self, that part of you that wants the best for you, that sees the right path for you. And how can you listen to that? And how can you hear it, more importantly? So as you think about that today and think about the stuff we've covered over the last few weeks, I hope you have a really, really wonderful weekend. We'll be starting our new topic next Wednesday. So you have, we have a long weekend coming up here in Ireland. So enjoy your long weekend. For those of you who are abroad, enjoy a short weekend that you might have. We'll be starting off at Wednesday with a brand new topic. So it gives you a few days to catch up on anything that you may have not done with this month's topic yet. So have a beautiful Friday, and I'll talk to you really soon.